AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A spokesman for Europe's largest nuclear plant says the facility is on fire after Russian military attacked the power station in southern Ukraine. A government official tells the Associated Press elevated levels of radiation are being detected near the site of the nuclear plant, which provides about 25% of Ukraine's power generation. In a video posted on Telegram, the plant spokesman warned of a real threat of nuclear danger from the attack. A spokesman has told Ukrainian television it is urgent the fighting stop so that the fire can be put out. Russia claims control of a key port city in southern Ukraine and is aiming to take control of others. In talks, both sides tentatively agree to allow ceasefires in areas designated safe corridors. President Biden announces new sanctions against Russian oligarchs and others in President Vladimir Putin's inner circle.
Our interest is to maintain the strongest unified economic impact campaign that on Putin and all history. And I think we're well on the way to doing that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, are calling on Biden to boycott Russian oil and gas. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
This is bipartisan. This means it actually has some legs. And the fact that it is bicameral as well, I think, is one of the reasons why you've got so many folks that are gathered here today. Because this is actually something that can make a difference, that can get Putin's attention.
Ukrainian refugees in Romania are hoping they could soon be home.
I hope we will win soon, the war will end, and we come home again.
More than a million people have fled Ukraine. The United Nations estimates 4 to 5 million may eventually leave the country. Hundreds, if not thousands of people, both civilians, men, women, and children, and soldiers have died in the invasion launched by Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is AP News. As Russia presses its offensive in Ukraine, relatives overseas are struggling to maintain contact. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
We are asking them every day texting.
Hanna Verdoklib lives with her 7-year-old son in Long Beach, California, but her head is in Ukraine with family and friends.
How are you guys? Like, give me a few words.
Her relatives are sheltering from the Russian strikes.
And just metro on the ground.
The connections are sporadic, and that takes a toll.
And now my cousin doesn't answer, and I try to stay calm.
Earlier this week, Hanna heard of the death of a friend's son. She speaks of a sense of guilt.
We are safe here in U.S., but it's not easier. Your mind can just explode.
More than 1 million Ukrainians have fled the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.